Welcome, 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 citizens of the Man Cave Podcast. It is your boy, West Coast Rail, joined by
Welcome back. Ace. What's up, y'all?
My man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. The big one's up. Yes, what's up?
We got a little special edition that we got going on right now. I'm going to give y'all our take, a movie review.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yep. We got to review this movie, my man. I mean, you know, it just came out, you know, over the past weekend. And,
a lot of
mixed reviews. Mainly not too good, right? I mean, you know, Octavia Spencer, who is a well-known and has good resume as an actress, man, just really, I think, dropped the ball with this
either.
One.
I was okay with the movie. The movie wasn't terrible, but it wasn't, it didn't give you enough substance. At all. Right. So for those that don't know, go ahead and give them
that's a nice way of
give them some backstory about what the story of mine is.
Yeah. So the backstory of Ma is basically you got this lady, right? Played by Octavia Spencer, who they're gonna call Ma in the movie. And she's kind of like this outcast, right? In this movie, Ma, and you know, starring Juliet Taylor. First of all, Juliet Lewis. When I saw Lewis in the movie, I kind of knew this was going to be some bullshit because, I mean, I'm sorry, she's a good, okay actress in my opinion, but she's done some really shoddy movies herself. You know, like the one with her sisters, and she played education, kind of like retarded girl. It was kind of fucking fucked up, right? So, I mean, but she's done some shoddy movies, but it's basically about a lonely woman who befriends a group of teenagers and decides to let them party at her house. But when the kids just think that they couldn't get any better, things start happening that make them question her intentions as their host, right? So, you know, her one rule was for the kids not to go upstairs, right? Obviously, you tell the kid not to do something, fuck, they're gonna do it. I mean, that's the bottom line. But in the movie, you know, she ends up having like this dark past
with all spoiler, the kids' parents, right?
No spoiler alert, right? I mean, for me, what sucked, was that the previews of the movie, I think production and as far as them doing the advertisements for the movie, I think they gave you everything that was going to be a good part in a fucking preview. Yep. I think that's the wrong way to go in a direction when you're trying to promote a movie, especially one that's already not that's a thriller movie that's not going to have great reviews. I think you need to keep a lot of the good parts bottled in, at least for the viewer to enjoy a shitty movie. Keep the good parts. Don't let those go to the main screen before they go to the big screen, because they were showing the girl getting her lips sewn up. They were showing, I mean, just a lot of the parts in the movie that you want to be able to see by yourself. You don't want everybody to already know what's going on.
I agree.
I think
like
they
you
blew
said,
it in that aspect. You know what
really
I mean? What's your take on
all the action clips as far as Octavia / Ma running over old girl in the street? Like you said, the lips getting sewn off, her using a hot iron on the boy.
Yep.
All that stuff was there. All that stuff you've seen before, and those were the parts that are memorable. They showed you all the memorable parts. So automatically you're losing right there. So they got whatever they got on the first week, and I'm pretty sure that'll be the end of it. I don't expect Octavia Spencer to do any more thrillers anytime soon. Not saying that she didn't play a good, crazy woman, because she did.
Yeah.
I give her an A as far as, you know, how convincing she was that she was crazy. She's just not a, I don't know. What was her name? I don't know the actress's name, but I forgot what movie this is. Hopefully you can help me out with it. A lonely lady, falls in love with a writer, and the writer she convinces the writer to come to her house or whatever. And she breaks his legs. Like she broke. Yes, Misery. Misery had that woman was
you're talking
prototypical
about Misery.
Type of the craziest motherfucking woman I would hate to be stuck in a house with. Yeah. Now Ma was a little bit of a pedophile. Yeah. Like there was some pedophileness going on, and like you said, to give you a little more backstory, Ma was she like the only black person in the school? It kind of looked like it to me.
Yeah, and that's kind of why she didn't want the boy to be black.
That was a trip. Listen, that was the funniest shit to me. Because I'm like, all these other motherfuckers just getting hot irons put to their ass and lips on, but this nigga just get paint to the face.
yeah. Right, then wakes up like, why the fuck? But yeah, it was just retarded. I don't like that part. It was like you said, man, it was some really unrealistic parts.
That was crazy.
Her just wanting to lay down with dude and die in the fire. That shit was just retarded.
Hot as shit.
You know, first of all, she's going to get to screaming. That shit was looking hot as fuck in there.
Man, her ass.
No way you're just going to sit there.
Her ass should have been screaming. Her ass was roasting like a baked potato. I don't think they did. Goddamn well her ass needed to be screaming or doing something. Like, she could have done something a little bit more. I didn't know old boy was going to die in that bed. I thought maybe he could have fucking woke up or, you know, got his, you know, got that dog blood and, you know, barked his way on the pot of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't expect that to happen like that. Right. I thought she was really going to cut his shit off, which would have been a little bit more exciting. It's like, damn, you might as well shit. You might as well cut the motherfucker off. Shit.
Right. I mean, they already showed it.
Fuck so it's like, ain't nobody really going to fuck you. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, man, I mean, but, you know, when you think about Octavia, you think about, you know, movies that have real meaning to it, right? Because she gives you that old-fashioned Southern country mother caretaker vibe. So you think about The Help, right? You know, you don't really think that she's going to play. Now, being an actress or an actor, right, in the big screen, you have to be, you have to be diverse. You know what I'm saying? You have to have something more in your repertoire. And so I understand why she chose this role. And again, she did a good job selling her part, but the direction of the movie under Tate Taylor, it was bad. And, you know, it's not like this dude made Get Out right before he did this, right?
Yep. So
there's no secret plot to what's going on, you know what I'm saying, behind the entire movie. The movie's straightforward. Yep. She's crazy. You know, some shit happened to her in the past, and she's going to take revenge out on these people and their kids. And I just did not like it. I would have rather seen a fictional character or something. You know, I'm probably looking more forward to the fucking Child's Play remake than I'm looking to see Ma again. I don't think that's on the replay list. That being said, West Coast Realm, is this on your replay list coming, for a movie that's going to re-release on DVD or anything?
You know,
like
being
that.
Here in Vegas, you get a little bit of perks, right? So I was able to see advanced screening. So everybody went and see that on Thursday night or Friday. I actually got a chance to see it on Tuesday before everyone else did. So I really had I had to wait until everybody else got to saw it in order to be able to make this review. Like you said, Octavia Spencer did her thing in the movie as much as she could. Like you said, what's written in the script is written in the script. She can control it or make adjustments or changes. It is what it is. And people really thought that since it was from the producers of Get Out or director of Get Out.
I believe it was the producer of Get Out. Because the director of Get Out's a black guy.
So, I mean, he really didn't understand like what was going on. He's not Jordan Peele. I know that much. So, he is not writing scripts to help out African Americans at all, and it showed in this movie. This movie, I mean, that whole white face black shit was so dumb and weird. It was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I know,
it's
right?
It's like kind of like he just wanted to get that
so
shit
weird,
out,
like,
but
he didn't like
want
you
to do that.
Ma is one of those movies that should be watched once and forgot about. Not something that you need to go ahead and watch four more times. It's not one of those iconic movies. I'm pretty sure Octavia Spencer is going to forget about doing this movie 2 years to come. So,
when you think about her filmography, first of all, you think about the things that she's done in acting. You know, she's been a trendsetter, man. I mean, she started, you know, her first movie was in 1996, came right out the bat with A Time to Kill, right? And then, I mean, it just moved through the ranks.
Bad Santa.
She was in Blue Streak. She was in American Virgin, Big Mama's House. Man, Bad Santa, The Journeyman, Spider-Man, SWAT, Chicken Party, Breaking All the Rules, Coach Carter, Miss Congeniality, Beauty Shop, Wannabe, Pulse, I mean, her list goes on. 7 Pounds, Drag Me to Hell, which I did like. I did like Drag Me to Hell. I thought that was different. You know, Fruitvale Station was one of the most. I mean, Fruitvale Station was a heart stopper, right? And then, you know, Percy Jackson, see my Zootopia, Divergent series. She played the one of the leaders in the Divergent series. Right. She has a great resume, right? I mean, it doesn't stop there. I mean, she's got The Voyage of Dr. Dolittle coming out in 2020. So it's not like her whole career is going to be based off of this movie. She's still getting work. It's just that she did not do
She did a great job.
I don't think the movie was a good look for her.
I guess, once again, once you're an actor or an actress, you just want to keep working. You don't really give a damn, you know, what you're doing. You just want to stay working because that's the way you pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? You gotta work to eat. So, you know, she did her her film. You know, she's not going to be remembered for this one. But like you said, she has a great catalog. And she can just add this to her repertoire as far as, hey, I can play a psychotic woman if you ever want me to. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, she did a pretty good job. Like you said. What?
You know what's weird to me, though? You know what's weird to me is that I'm surprised that director Tate Taylor didn't do better with her in this movie, because if you look at who she's worked within the last 20 years, Tate Taylor did Chicken Party. Tate Taylor did Pretty Ugly People with it. Tate Taylor did The Help. Tate Taylor did Get On Up with it. You know what I'm saying? His name is all the way through her resume. I'm surprised that he didn't find a better way to approach this movie for her to actually get her. It only has one nomination, this year. And I don't think that's a good look when you're talking about somebody who did The Help. I mean, The Help was one of the most touching movies I've ever seen, especially to do with African-American culture.
To do something else other than a thriller. I really don't think thrillers are his main thing. Yeah, there were some good parts in there. I won't completely trash the movie. It was just overall the ending of it. It's what really sold it all up for everybody. When you see the ending, then there's when it's be like, oh man, this is some bullshit. I don't want to see this no more. I'm glad I didn't pay for it. That's all I can say. I'm glad I didn't get to, you know, I didn't pay for it. I've seen it for free. I do plan on seeing Aladdin eventually, probably this weekend. I'll go ahead and see Aladdin.
I can't wait so we can review that, because Aladdin was a great movie.
Everybody.
Can't wait to review that, as well as John Wick, another great movie. And don't forget, X-Men. Dark Phoenix comes out this
will be
Friday,
that,
people.
For
get
sure.
There, make sure you
definitely
watch
it. Definitely seeing that this weekend. I don't think it will be.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not a disappointment.
That for sure.
Hopefully it's not a disappointment.
But other than that, thank you guys for listening to the review. Hope this helps you out, whether you want to see the movie or not. Just go ahead, please subscribe to our channel. Follow us on Instagram, The Man Cave Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, The Man Cave Podcast. Everywhere else, be aware we are on Spotify, Apple Music, all major podcast avenues. Any music title, I'm pretty sure we'll get on that as well. But all of that. So just keep a lookout for us. We're gonna keep this thing rolling, giving you more reactions, more reviews. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening. With that being said, my man Wayne, go ahead and get us out of here.
Hey man, like, share, comment, follow, like the kid, like the co-host, co-founder, CEO of the company, The Man Cave said.
Make sure
you support. We support you. Be sure to support us, man. If you guys have branding, if you guys have anything coming out, you're doing a book,
hella charity event,
TV shows, or you're making videos, you want us to promote it, charity, Common Grounds, music festivals, jazz festivals, anything you guys got going on, shout at us, man. Let us know that you want us to get involved. We will definitely 100% be there for you.